Simply His Coffee Shop. We're so excited to be back in studio today. And a few months ago, back before summer actually hit, we had Nita and Joe and Kate come on and tell us about Whispering Ponies Ranch and what it is that we do there and why we do it. If you haven't seen that episode, you should really go back and find it in the archives because it really was a very informative show. And then right after that, we actually interviewed a few of the directors that bring camps to Whispering Ponies Ranch. And they were just phenomenal shows. You should really go back and watch it because it explains in depth what we do with Whispering Ponies and why we have it. Right. So for those of you just joining us, Whispering Ponies Ranch is actually a ministry that Tom and Nita started because they love ministering to children. Mm-hmm. And we work with a ministry called Royal Family Kids mostly, and they bring abused children to the ranch for a week of summer camp. If you don't know, a lot of foster kids are not allowed to go to your more regular camps just because they are wards of the state. So it's very sticky because they don't have your regular guardians and all of that. So we are able to bring them to Whispering Ponies Ranch as a ministry. So Joe, we'll go ahead and start with you. What all do we do at Whispering Ponies Ranch and why is it so important to our Skywatch ministry?
Skywatch TV is actually the non-for-profit, and we partner with donors and we have people that sponsor ponies and they send in donations. And of course, when you watch the flagship program, Skywatch Television, where we have guests like Jonathan Kahn and Ryan Peterson, anytime you participate in one of the packages that we're offering there for your donation, a good portion of that also goes to help underwrite Whispering Ponies Ranch. So it's a charitable ministry that we've put together where kids that are wards of the state, as you mentioned, kids in foster care, kids that have been rescued out of sex trafficking in every imaginable way get to come, as Wayne Tesh would say, to the theater of the outdoors where the Holy Spirit can one-on-one through the various amenities that we have and really have encounters with these kids. We offer therapeutic ponies, miniature ponies, where they get to interact with animals. And maybe Nita in a minute can tell us about some of how the psychology of interacting with an animal can actually help relate to a child that's otherwise emotionally shut down, who doesn't want to talk to their counselor.
Right.
Or maybe the word counselor has negative connotations because they've been in systems before where the word counselor puts them off right away.
Right.
We also offer swimming pool. And all three meals a day. A lot of what our viewers may not know if they've followed our updates on Whispering Ponies Ranch, a lot of these kids, one of the biggest reasons they end up in foster care is because of neglect. Meaning that the meal they get for the day might be whatever they can get at public school. So they end up sticking food in their pockets. They're trying to, you know, barter for Lifesaver candies and take them home and hide them under their pillow. They're not getting nourished, physically, literally nourished with vitamins and minerals and nutrients. But this also makes them very suspect about food. So there's also the challenge in the food service that we deal with every year where kids don't want to eat foods that aren't packaged. If it doesn't have like a commercial brand packaging and some kind of a dry good like a cereal, they won't eat it because all they've ever known is foul food that ends up, you know, leading to things like parasitical infections or food poisoning. So there's that. We also offer amenities like our high adventure zip line. And of course, we can get into the psychology of how overcoming a challenge like that for a kid that's emotionally shut down is paramount. Where if you took a kid that's traditionally healthy and well-rounded and whose parents are good to them to something like a Six Flags theme park, the idea of riding a roller coaster is dime a dozen.
Right.
Might be fun, but there's no big psychological lesson being demonstrated. Well, a lot of the kids that come to our camp, getting off of the bus is a huge challenge. Being in a new place is a huge challenge. They don't know the assistants. They don't know the other kids. So when I say a high adventure challenge like the zip line, that puts a little more framework around what I mean. We also have a playground, which is brand new this year. Thanks to our sponsors and our donors and viewers like you that help us do what we do. And they used that a lot this year, didn't they, Nita?
Yeah, they did. There was one evening where they had other activities planned, but when they saw that playground, they took one evening and changed their schedule, and all the kids got to go out and play on the playground. And it was so much fun listening to all the little kids laugh and climb all over everything. And of course, it also gave all of the leadership a break because they could
breathe
for a minute. It was great hit. Lots of kids loved it.
And we actually used the zip line this year for the first time in a special one-off. We came in on a Sunday just to do this for the leadership.
Yeah.
The leaders actually got to come together and get to know each other before they just experienced this whole wild ride that is the week of summer camp that can be really emotionally taxing, just because the counselors themselves are imparting so much of what they are and why they're there into these kids, and they're discovering some of the trauma and abuse. And there have been more than one camps where child services had to come in because one of the children actually waited until they got to camp where they felt safe to finally start disclosing some of the stuff that was going on in their foster home. So these are the kind of kids that we deal with. These are the kids that we serve. We also work with Teen Reach.
Yeah.
And if you're unfamiliar with that, it's basically what we're describing for these little kids. But that program kicks in when they age out of Royal Family Kids and they become
into
their
12.
Teens.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. Founders of Teen Reach were at one time directors for Royal Family Camps.
We have a rock wall.
Yes, we do.
We have trails that go out into the unknown. God has blessed our ministry with almost 300 acres, or maybe a little over 300 acres. And a lot of these trails have been cut in with challenge course events where they can learn to work together as a team. And as far as we know, there's nothing like it that exists. And with the help of our donors, we can keep doing it. And by the way, at no cost to these ministries.
Because of our supporters.
Right.
Yes.
Which is huge, because groups like Royal Family Kids and Teen Reach, they used to, before Whispering Ponies Ranch was available to them, they used to have to spend a lot of their time tenuring, appealing to their communities. Yeah, fundraising, going to their churches. And that would be a big part of their year, is just coming up with the money that it costs. And let me tell you something, right now in hyperinflation, meals were up over 200% for where they were last year.
Yeah.
Wayne Tesh, when I told him what meal costs at Whispering Ponies Ranch costed us this year, he couldn't believe that we could even afford to do it.
Right.
For the hundreds of kids that we serve, three meals a day for, you know, almost eight solid weeks. Right.
Yeah.
But it's possible because people that watch Skywatch TV that have helped us do it. And then in large part, Nita, and I'll squeal on you, but and this needs to be said, I'm proud of you guys. But whenever the budget is not adequate based on donations alone, my parents, through the for-profit money that they make with their publishing house, Defender Publishing, will oftentimes just either match or meet or supplement the budget.
Right.
So this year, with gas prices being astronomical, food shortages and the cost of meals and trying to get vegetables, and I mean,
the
amount of money that they had to throw at to be able to provide a food experience for all these kids was really tough.
Kate helped Nita with some of the animals, and they actually were able to bring some new animals. And you had told us last time about some of them, but tell us how it went this summer with implementing the new animals that you got.
It actually went very, very well. And each kid, they gravitated to each animal differently. So a lot of the times the boys liked our cow Ferdinand. And he's absolutely funny. Sometimes before we could even warn some of the girls that he will lick you, you'd randomly hear like a high-pitched scream. Oh my gosh, oh my gosh, he licked me from the other side of the building. I'm like, yep, he will lick you. And then I thought some kids would be kind of freaked out by it, but some of them like, how do you get him to lick me? They were all excited about that. And then we did really good with the goats. We have a little baby goat. Her name is Lightning, and all the kids absolutely loved her.
Oh, of course.
So that was amazing. And then the alpacas, the kids got to hand feed them.
Oh, fun.
Which was fun because at the ranch, that's one thing that we can't usually do with the horses, because the horses, you know, they have a little bit of a different psychology.
Yeah.
But the alpacas, that's one thing that the kids were able to do, and that was really awesome. We also made little fuzz balls out of their hair.
Oh, cool.
To give to the kids, and the kids absolutely loved that. We had some coloring books that were alpaca themed, and honestly, some of the counselors loved it more than the kids. They were like, can I take some of this hair home to show to my grandma? She loves knitting and everything.
It's funny.
But before you go past Ferdinand, doesn't Ferdinand also have a name in Spanish that you guys gave?
Yes, if I don't butcher this.
Nita's always telling this one.
You pronounce it El Me La Mio, and it means he licked me in Spanish.
And he lives up to his name.
Yes, for sure.
And what kind of cow is he, in case nobody knows that yet?
He is a Zebu, which is an Indian cow. They actually have this hump on their back. It looks pretty interesting. And they also have like this kind of a weird, almost like a giant stress ball on their chest. It looks kind of funny, but it's called a dewlap, and it holds like extra water or food storage. And same with that hump on their back. So he's pretty funny looking. And the kids love him.
The other thing about him is that the heat this year did not bother him at all. He's loving it. They tolerate the heat a lot more than most animals. So
we had record heats.
It was hot.
Yes.
This summer, it was really bad as far as that goes. Yep. We had to have some of the camps to kind of adjust their scheduling just because it was so hot.
Yeah, and there was one group that instead of doing s'mores, they opted to do ice cream sandwiches, which I thought was great.
Yeah.
Yes.
The heat was hot enough without lighting up a big old fire.
Yeah, no doubt.
Yeah.
That was a hit with the kids. They loved that.
Oh, I bet.
Let me ask you a question. Every year is special, and every year there are certain kids, if you've ever volunteered for something like this or if you're on staff with us, there's always these kids that God will stick in your head, and I swear they'll be gone for 2 weeks and God will loop them back around and you'll be praying for them by name again. And if you could pick out something that was special about this year, would you say was one of your highlights?
Well, at the rock wall, this is, again, not an activity per se.
Right.
It's a challenge.
Right.
Some of these kids will scale it, like you say, a roller coaster. But there was one young man who he tried, and he got like, I mean, he was this far from the top, and he was unable to get the courage to go all the way up.
Uh-huh.
So he came back down, and I said, just hang out right over there and think about this for a few minutes. And so he did. So he came back and was going to try again. So he got to the same spot and got stuck again. And he came back down. And I just said, you don't have to be in a big old hurry. He did it again. And on that third time, I had told him, I says, when you get there where you get stuck, take one more and just reach up and slap. And when he got up there, he looked down and I said, you know, that. And the whole auditorium by this time had noticed that he had done this three times.
Mm-hmm.
So, because we have a little bell at the top.
Mm-hmm.
When he hit that bell, the whole gymnasium.
Oh, yeah.
Busted out and yay!
It was like a Super Bowl moment.
That's so cool.
Guy, he's looking around like, oh my gosh, because they don't get that out there. And we've seen this over and over where after that he becomes a little more courageous.
Confident.
And I think he went down the zip line the next day with no issues at all.
Yeah, and people, because I know who you're talking about, people did expect him to shut down and not at all. And I couldn't believe.
Right.
I'm watching and I'm, come on up and can I answer any questions for you? Let me get you hooked in. Because I personally facilitate the zip line. And he really astonished everybody. So we weren't going to raise expectations and put him in a circumstances. You know, everybody cheer for it. Some of these kids, you'll be asking them, do you want everybody to cheer you on?
No.
Right.
Because the stimulation just makes it worse.
Too much.
And that's one of the challenges as a facilitator. And I know you know this at the rock wall.
Yes.
You're actually almost making progress with a child that's kind of shut down.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then the counselors who can't hear what you're doing in the crow's nest, which is what we call the platform that's about 14 feet in the air, they try to help.
Right.
Yeah.
You know, they don't know what you need up there. And so it'll be, come on, little Billy, or whatever. And and you start losing ground, and now it's just too much. It's PTSD inducing. So you'll have to lean out towards the edge of the platform where you can make eye contact with the counselors. And give me just a minute, guys. Give me just a minute. And they know, okay, so then you start working it up again. But this was not one of those.
Right.
I expected him to kind of become one of those difficult cases where you take several minutes to work through it. And he just zipped. I think he'd gotten the courage because he had had a chance to do the rock wall, and now he's 10 feet tall.
Of course.
And this is really at the heart of why we run these amenities.
Yes.
It is fun.
Sure.
And it is memorable. And of course, these kids, you know, this is like the happiest place on earth. But there are psychological reasons attached to rehabilitation and therapy that we run these programs. And that is why also, Kate, the animals that are there.
Yes.
The horses, you know, there's a psychological connection when a child is shut down and won't talk to one of the counselors. But if they can ask the counselor a question or ask Katie a question about one of the petting zoo animals or something, now they're having dialogue.
Right.
And they know instinctively that that animal is not there to abuse them.
Right.
It's an instinctive thing. Mm-hmm. So
it's a tool that is there for us to help these kids. And that in itself, communicating with someone can also be a challenge. So
that's
good. There was one other young lady that was there during the teen rage. And The only thing that I can say that was memorable is my heart was breaking because she was aging out. And
yes, I know who you're talking about.
No, you do. And, you know, that's one that keeps looping in my head. And I'm praying for her because I hope that somewhere out there she can be connected to the next step in her
life. Right.
Because we only have what we get.
Right.
And then you have to let them go.
Right.
And I'm working on some information for people out there for what happens next.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Aw.
You know, whenever the bus leaves. I won't tell you guys what happens on that. Not today, but this is another person, though, this young lady who also I saw the growth in her. She got to come last year and then she came this year.
Right.
But the 2 years, you can see there was something deeply, deeply connecting in her because she did not want to not be here next year.
Right.
Mm-hmm. It's hard for her to think that she don't get to come back.
Yeah.
So I want to challenge everybody out there. These ministries are so important.
They are.
If you are a qualified person, and by that I mean you've got to pass a background check.
Right.
Contact these people. It's nationwide. It's worldwide.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And they need people.
They do.
They don't. They can only manage what they can recruit to get these kids wherever they're at.
Yeah.
I don't care if you're in our community.
Yeah.
They're across everywhere, and you can be a part of this in your own community.
Right. Yep.
And if you want more information, just contact us. We can put you in tune with it.
Skywatchtv.com. There's also WhisperingPoniesRanch.com if you want more information on what we do, and also the ministries like Royal Family Kids.
Now called For the Children.
For the Children.
And you can go to ForTheChildren.org to get their information.
Wayne Tesh is in an upcoming documentary that we're doing to also kind of dive deeper into what we do at the ranch and also what is creating the issue in the first place. Why are children ending up in these estranged home situations? Mm-hmm. Why is the foster care system what it is and what in the state of it. And we can't, in this short form, get into all the stuff. Wayne had some mic drop moments.
Wow.
Where he's highlighting what is really behind the systemic reason that so many fatherless kids and motherless kids end up estranged and in foster care. And if you're watching this program and you're like one of our heroes, Penny Dutton, who did the foster care system right...
Yes.
Come on. She's not saying this. We're telling you. She's one of the good gals.
We're squealing.
There's people that know how to function in the foster care system, have done it right, and make spectacular homes for these kids.
Mm-hmm.
Unfortunately, there is a dark side to the foster care system. Some of it is just they're ill-equipped, they're understaffed, the need is greater than the people they have, and then some of it's purposed. Missing children.
Yeah.
That are in the foster care system where there's no chain of custody after some point, and nobody's even looking for them. Where do these kids go?
They fall through the cracks.
Some of them end up in trafficking. Some of them just, we don't know where the adults that have taken them are at. These kids need to be rescued. And the kids that we serve at Whispering Ponies Ranch, these are the least of these.
Right.
When you help ministries like Whispering Ponies Ranch and ForTheChildren.org and Royal Family and Teen Reach.
Yep.
You really are, I believe, being obedient to the commission of God. That is the gospel. Yeah. You're taking care of those little ones who need to be rescued.
Absolutely. Right.
I find it really, really adorable that our Savior, when his little flock was like, "God, get those annoying kids out of the way," he was like, no. See, I'm what you didn't expect. Let them come here. Let them ask me all their questions.
Right,
let them bounce on my knee. Let them be annoying. I love it.
And forbid them not.
What?
And forbid them not.
Yeah,
I mean, that's a prohibition.
Not. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
And that chokes me up. So, yes.
Yeah.
That's the spirit of what we want to be about at the ranch. And it's just amazing that we get to be a part of this.
Somebody else who's in this film we're putting together, her name is Samantha Orr. Mom, you know Samantha.
Yeah, she's been out there.
She's been out there, but people ask, what difference does it really make in the life of a child to go to a Bible camp for 1 week? What difference does it really make in the span of their lifetime? We've seen this multiple times, and Samantha Orr has become a friend of this ministry.
Yeah.
She was one of the most abused children in the state of Missouri 20-something years ago, and she still has the scars all over her back to prove the catastrophic circumstances that she was in when she went to, as a child, a Royal Family Kids camp.
Lord Almighty.
That is where she found Jesus, and he never let her go.
Yes.
Yeah. Even the, even though she went back into the foster care system, and even though her circumstances did not change, she changed.
Right.
And now, as an adult, You know what Wayne told me last week? Wayne Tesh, the founder of Royal Family Kids. Mm-hmm. He says her dream, Samantha Orr's dream, is to be the president of Royal Family Kids one day.
That's awesome.
I can't think of a better fit. I mean, she's got my vote. But now she's very proactive. She's out there educating. She's totally born again. She loves the Lord. And she's not a special case in the sense that it was this one-off and it's only happened one time. This has been done many, many, many times. Many of the counselors.
Yes.
I talked to them this year, many of the counselors. Yeah. The day I was a little kid, I started out, and they got me with Royal Family, and I told myself one day. So now, and I know we're almost out of time, but I want to tell you one of the things I started doing this year that was the first time I ever did this, and I think the Lord gave me this because it had a really positive effect, and now I'm milking it every forever.
I think I know what you're going to say.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Kate was there on occasion. So I would have one of the kids that it looks like they're having the greatest time of their life. I said, you like being up here? Oh, yeah, man. Are you having so much fun? Oh, man, this is it. I said, you know what the secret to coming back forever is, don't you?
Oh, ha, 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 nice.
You know where I'm going with
it. I love it, yeah.
What's the secret? You got to become a counselor. I could be a counselor. And then you get to affirm, right?
Yes.
Oh, man, you've got all the markers. You're a great leader. Look at these kids look up to you. You're the one, man. You're a champion.
Gosh. And they can relate.
And I guarantee you, not all of these kids, some of them, we may never see them again.
Yep.
I'm hoping the Lord will, if he tarries, that I will live long enough to be old enough to see some of these kids, and they come back one day when I'm
and they recognize
no hair left at all, and what's left is gray, and they say, I'm here to be a counselor. Do you remember that time that you told me? I have this belief that some of these kids, it's going to get stuck in there. Because I have heroes. I've got people that said one little thing. You know, Barbara Phillips, my teacher from school, Dave Horde, my Royal Ranger commander, you and Dad. You say the things that get stuck in there, and God uses them over decades to bring them back into full fruition. So,
well, I just wanted to say on that note, we actually have had that happen. There was a young lady that was here last year, that her first year at our ranch, she came back last year as a junior counselor and again this year.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, she's in it to win it.
That's awesome.
I'm telling you, it's starting to happen already. You may not know that, but it's already happening.
That's amazing.
It is already happening in our community. It's pretty cool. And we got the opportunity to go to one of the after banquets where you kind of decompress from the week.
Yeah.
And it's amazing because they have different pins, too, that they give for your first year, your fifth year, your 10-year, whatever. And they were talking about that. They were like, every single time we can get somebody new to come, they usually get the vision that first year, and then they're hooked. They come back because it's so rewarding.
Yeah.
It's the hardest week of your life, but it's the most rewarding week of your life.
These people who come to do these Royal Family camps, they do that at their own expense. On their own private vacation time.
Yeah.
However they can get time off work, they don't get paid to be there.
No.
They're sacrificing to be there for these kids. I just want everyone to understand that. It's amazing.
It is
amazing.
It's
a great organization.
I was just going to interject really quick. It's a different show for a different day, but statistically, when you look at the problems that plague society, the criminal justice system, addiction, dysfunctional relationships, all these different things, in each one of these cases, there's a very high correlation between people who've been in the foster care system and people who are now struggling with these adult issues.
Yeah.
The whole point of what we're doing here is to get these kids and intervene in their life before they're older and have chosen a destructive self-direction in the hopes that we could change the world one child at a time.
Change their trajectory. Exactly. Change the direction of their life so that moving forward, they have Jesus helping to guide them. And that's the main goal of what we do at Whispering Ponies Ranch. And unfortunately, we are all out of time yet again. I hope you enjoyed this. Go back and watch some of those other episodes on the ranch. Those were incredible shows. You really need to go back and watch those because they go way more into detail than what we just did in a few minutes here. But go back and watch. Be blessed. You can change the life of a person around you that's in your circle. You can be that change. You can say that one nice thing. You can show the love of Jesus. And you can change somebody's life. So be that person. Listen to the Holy Spirit. He will guide you. We'll see you next week in the Simply His Coffee Shop. Be blessed.
Amen, Catherine. Amen. Thank you.
Jersey's bright and the future's bright. This is a new day. Everything bursting with hope. Coming alive. This moment, moment. You got a freedom. Woo! No looking back anymore. Open your eyes. It's coming, coming. This is a new day. The old is gone away. The old is gone away. This is a new day. Woo! Don't let it slip away. Don't let it slip away. Go on and reignite impossible dreams. You could be it. All across the sky, new mercies rise, and the future's bright. Whoa, this is a new day. Everything bursting with hope. Coming alive. This moment, moment. You got a freedom. Freedom. No looking back anymore. Open your eyes. It's coming, coming. This is a new. Single day, love has to give up on you. Love has to give up on you.